This is a SWAPA ride report for Friday, April 26th. The SWAPA ride report is your source for headlines, updates, and answers to frequently asked questions regarding your new CBA. Matt and Tony are working on a couple of other projects this week, so it's me, Communications Director Amy Robinson, subbing in for them on today's report. Let's go ahead and get started. Now, implementation may be slowing, but there are several big ticket items coming into play, so you'll want to take note of what we have today to get you ready for the coming weeks. First, a quick reminder for those of you on reserve. The manual process of owning your reserve pairing starts on April 30th. Own is similar to what we have today. Another pilot cannot take it for extra fly, except that it goes into effect immediately, not at 8 Central Time the night prior like on the previous contract. Scheduling can still reassign a reserve, but if the reserve has already acknowledged the first assignment, leg change override will apply. Next, let's zoom in on what the SRC laid out in last week's Swap a Number podcast, namely your ability to pick up over non-fly events. So in CWA, you are now able to pick up pairings in Trip Trade Giveaway, Premium Open Time, or ELIT into pairings that touch those pesky non-fly bars. What kind of non-flies, you might be wondering? Specifically, they are cancellations, error pay, illegalities, training displacements, and also overlap. So what about Trip Trade Giveaway and ELIT over vacation? This has been turned on as well. Picking up pairings out of Trip Trade Giveaway over vacation and vacation overlap was not supposed to be implemented until the fourth quarter of 2025. But the company saw an opportunity to do that while finishing the programming for the other non-fly bars. You can also now ELIT into trips that go into vacation and vacation overlap. Nothing has changed as far as picking up open time during these periods, as you were still legal to bid on premium trips with the same order of award. And going live on May 1st is VPF, containing offerings for double time. So voluntary double time, or VDT as it is outlined in the CBA, won't be formalized until a later time. But as part of these bridge processes that are being pushed, the company has agreed to pay double time rates in the VPF setting and format that you are used to. So now would be a really good time to get your OTAs and SWAPA line tuner alerts updated. As usual, let your annotated CBA be your guide here, and the latest version of that is dated April 19th. So double check and make sure you're working off of the most recent sheet of contract music. And with these new abilities in CWA that we just talked about, if you're seeing anything that you think should be a legal transaction and isn't working out, please let contract admin know. Lastly, remember that the company has an implementation hub on the FlightOps homepage on SWALife. Similar to the annotated CBA, the company is placing green implemented notations next to appropriate topics when they have gone live. Speaking of contract admin, no ride report would be complete without the top frequently asked questions that came across their desk this week. Here are a couple of common ones we see with deadhead reroutes. I was rerouted into a new pairing that included a deadhead. I was later rerouted again to operate that deadhead. Should I receive a 50% LCO for the new deadhead and a 50% LCO for the deadhead promote? The answer is, so no, there isn't a double bonus on this per se. You will only receive LCO for the new flying leg that triggers a 50% override. Section 2J2 is the reference here. And this one. I was rerouted into a delayed deadhead that was only available due to its delay. Does the new CBA require a 30-minute minimum connect time between the original scheduled flight times? No, not in this case. Section 9F10 allows the use of projected times at the time of the award or notification, respectively. This means minimum connect requirements will be able to consider any flight delays that are already present. How about a reserve situation? I was assigned a reserve trip that starts late into my wrap. Should I receive LRO since my release time will be 12 hours after I started my wrap? Good question, but no. Now, all of these overrides are a bit mind-boggling, but let's try and break this one down a little. Late return override, or LRO, is looking at the last duty period of an original assignment or original award when an actual block-in is greater than 2 hours after the originally scheduled block-in. And remember, LRO and LCO are mutually exclusive. You might have been thinking long duty day override would have applied here, as that is defined as any executed duty period longer than 12 hours. Keep in mind the contractual duty day is defined as report to release, so your wrap, which was 15 hours, wouldn't come into play here. Now, the reserve release override of 50% would kick in for all legs which block in past the end of the last scheduled wrap of the reserve block, as long as those legs are not already being paid leg change override or late return override. So if LCO or LRO is triggered, then RRO is not. If you're not cross-eyed yet, the overrides are spelled out in detail in Section 2J of the annotated CBA. And rest assured, nothing will get past the coding in place at SWAPA, so you'll get paid the right thing at the right time. Lastly, we have a long international flight per diem scenario. I had a flight scheduled for more than 4 hours, but I did not receive the $20 per diem. FlightUp's payroll told me I was not due per diem because I was on an international round trip and received a crew meal on the flight. Is this correct? Yes, this is in fact the case here. According to Section 6C, only flights scheduled for 4 hours or longer that are not an international round trip qualify for this $20 per diem in lieu of a meal. Section 3C9A is where this language lives. There's also some key annotation here that you might want to take a look at. Now, we mentioned the Swap a Number podcast earlier featuring the Schedule Research Committee. If you had an idea of how you wanted to hold your bid line from June through September, and you've listened to or read the episode, great. But considering the number of flights that the company wants to push this summer and the number of jets they want to do it with, it is well worth your time to see what the SRC has laid out and how it might affect you. That wraps up the headlines and Q&A this week. As a heads up, the next edition of this podcast will air on May 10th after the SWAPA Board of Directors meeting. But if there's something you want to hear more about on the show, please drop us a line at com@swapa.org. Thanks again for joining this week's Ride Report. If you missed anything, this transcript will be available on the podcast page under the Communications tab on swapa.org. Fly safe, fly informed.